Brandon Gibson is here. Tom Garfinkel is here. And Mr. Sack is walking into the studio as well. Cam Wake is here. He actually just did the sack celebration when he walked through the door. I'm not making that up. So we'll get to questions from you guys for all of these guys. You just press star 3 to line that thing up. As Cam gets settled, let's get another question in for Brandon. Paul is a 15-year season ticket member from Boca Raton. Go ahead, Paul.
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, how you doing?
Good. My question's for Cameron.
Okay. A little play action. Got it.
How do you feel the defense is going to have to play this weekend in order to get a victory?
Oh, we're just going to have to step up and give it our best for sure. We got a lot of guys, new guys who are, you know, contributing to this defense, and a lot of guys who are veterans who've been here for a little while. And we just got to continue to do what we've done well and kind of improve on some of the things that we haven't. And already this past weekend, you know, with the takeaways, we've already improved on things we've done in the past. So it's obviously going to take our best effort. That's week in and week out. And I think this weekend is going to be no different.
All right, so we got Brandon Gibson, we got Cam Wake, and we've got the new president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins, Tom Garfinkel. Here you press star 3, and we'll get to as many of your questions as we can. All right, Joe is up next. He's in Miami. Go ahead, Joe.
I want to ask Brandon Gibson, do you think ball distribution will be a factor or issue for the Dolphins, and how do you think Mike Wallace handles the media?
You got the gist of the question there. Yeah. We've heard about that a few times this week.
I really think the ball distribution depends on the rotation of the defense. You know, sometimes they're able to take away a certain player with a certain coverage, and Tannehill's just going to have to come off of his initial read and go to the other guys. And Mike's going to be cool. Mike's a professional, and you know, he just wants the team to win. So that's all we can really focus on.
I mean, kind of the way I see it, too, is it's a little bit of a good problem to have. I mean, you got three really good wide receivers that Ryan can turn to, and I think you would say, correct me if I'm wrong, week to week it's going to change, you know, based on the matchups.
Absolutely. You know, some teams focus more on stopping certain guys, and you know, there's just a lot of variables with our offense, and it's kind of tough to stop.
Yeah, we have the same problem on defense, quarterback distribution. There's only one quarterback. Got everybody trying to get to the quarterback. There's only one sack every play. You know, it's kind of hard. It's kind of tough.
Well, sometimes you get those halves. You get the half sack.
Oh, halves. We don't like
that. How do we feel about that one the other day? The first one.
Sorry, Randy. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Boo. Yeah. Slow-mo, we saw it. Slow-mo.
I've been saying it on the show for 3 days, so I'm glad it's not just me.
Yeah.
All right. Along those lines, pass rushing, it looks like that's the kind of question Ebod has. He's up next. Go ahead, man.
Hi. This is my question for Cameron Wake, and how do you feel with Olivier pressuring the quarterback with you on first and second down and Deion Jordan on third down?
You know, I feel like a kid in a candy store, you know, after this past offseason with all the new acquisitions we got as far as, you know, just Deion and, you know, Ellerby and Wheeler, who also passed rush pretty well. But, you know, Cole Meese stepped up pretty big, and obviously, you know, Deion Jordan and OV on the other side. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. You know, you look in that D-line room, we have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things pretty well. And, I mean, speaking about OV, he's probably the most improved player we had coming off of his first year and going into his second. You know, personally, I spent a lot of time with him this offseason, you know, trying to do whatever I can to help him get better. And he said, you know, before the season was even over, hey, Cam, I'm going to get with you this offseason and do whatever I can to make sure I'm, you know, step ahead of the game. And, you know, those two guys together coming off the edge, I mean, I think we definitely have a good season ahead of us.
Kevin is up next. He's down in the Keys. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, we're actually residents of California. We moved out here to Isla Mirada to follow the team for the entire season. So I wanted Cam and Brandon to understand that there's a level of commitment out here that we're just doing everything we can to root for our team.
Wow, we appreciate that. Thank
you. My question is,
hold on. Let me make sure I got this right, Kevin. You say you live in California, but you moved down to South Florida just for the Dolphin season. Is that my understanding?
That's correct. We're season ticket holders, and we're also going on 4 road games.
That's pretty awesome.
Hats off to you guys.
Really cool. All right, sorry. Go ahead with your question. I just want to make sure I got that right.
And if I could, I've got a question for both of them. I want to know how it feels for Cam with all the new toys and playing behind you and next to you. If you feel like the pressure's been lifted a little bit. And life is a little easier than having to beat double teams all day. And I don't know if you know or not, but you're on a projected pace of 40 sacks right now. And for Brandon, do you feel like with the absence of Dustin Keller that you're going to pick up some of the slack over the middle?
All right, let's go. We'll start with Brandon Gibson, and the Dustin Keller injury is still something discussed, obviously, amongst the fans. And over the middle, well, we saw you doing some work over the middle the other day.
I don't really think it's necessarily something I'm going to have to pick up on. I'm just going to continue to do what I do and make sure I'm in the right spot at the right times. You know, it does give an opportunity for the tight ends, you know, with Agnew and Sims to step on in, and Clay also to step right in and make plays, and they're able to do that.
All right, very nice. Cam, he was asking about the extra help that you got this year on the defensive line.
Well, I know he mentioned about the pressure maybe being alleviated, but, you know, in my mind, there's no pressure valve. You know, every time I step on the field, you know, not just, you know, on the outside from the fans and the coaches, but the pressure inside of me is probably, you know, maxed out every play where I feel like I have to get my job done, whether it's, you know, getting to the quarterback or opening a hole for somebody else. So the new additions that we have, obviously they have their own roles and they're trying to make plays too. But I think the way we are and the way we're built as competitors, day in and day out, play in and play out, that pressure is going to be, you know, about to make us burst every time we step on the field.
Very nice. Daniel is up next. Go ahead, Daniel. You're on with the guys.
My question is for Brandon Gibson. I know last year in St. Louis you played outside receiver, and I'm just wondering, how are you feeling about the transition from outside to slot? Are you good with it? Is it a comfortable transition? Do you enjoy it more possibly? And another question was that for Brandon, it's basically the same question. What are some of the differences you've noticed between Sam Bradford and Ryan Tannehill? What are some of the differences in their quarterback style of play that you've noticed?
You know, one of the differences I think for me is you know, catching the ball through traffic and weaving through traffic and getting through, you know, dropping ends and linebackers playing hook to curl and safeties, you know, playing you know, their coverages. You know, it's a lot different for me, but, you know, I think I'm able to do it. I just got to make sure I have my eyes up and find my way through the traffic. And the differences between Sam and Ryan, you know, as far as that goes, Ryan is very athletic. If you guys, you know a little bit about his background, he played wide receiver at A&M. He's able to move with his feet and make plays. So that's a big plus, a big positive for this offense.
There you go. That's a good answer, and no doubt about it. Ryan is an excellent athlete back there. Bob is up next. Go ahead, Bob. You're on with the guys.
First of all, I want to say, Wake, you're my favorite player. What are you doing to mentor the other side of the D-line in Dave Vernon and Deion Jordan?
Well, you know what? I'm one of those guys who do whatever I can by any means necessary. You know, I was fortunate when I first got to this league to, you know, have two big mentors in terms of Jason Taylor and Joy Porter when I first got here. Kind of to take me under their wing, so to speak, and just, you know, trying to be around them as much as I could be a sponge and you know, get any kind of tips and hints and tricks and all the wisdom that they had playing this game for, I think at the time, 12, 13 years. And, you know, whatever I can offer to them and you know, as far as trying to take yourself to the next level. I mean, this is the NFL, and I was telling, you know, Deion just the other day, you know, everybody in here is the best college player from their team or the best player from their city. You know, what are you going to do to make yourself a step ahead? You know, what are you going to do? Is it going to be extra weight room? Is it going to be more conditioning? Is it going to be studying the playbook longer? Because I can promise you that guy that you're going to play on Sunday is the best at what he does, and you have to do something to make yourself even better. So, you know, whatever I can be from top to bottom, on and off the field, you know, my door is always open.
That's awesome. Fans, if you don't have your season tickets yet, you can get them tonight. A limited number of season tickets are still available that include the home opener against Atlanta. Press *0 to learn more about season ticket packages and the exclusive member benefits that come along with them. That's *0, and you can learn more about becoming a season ticket member. As we kind of talk about tickets, Brandon, you played a game at Sun Life Stadium last year as a visiting player. You made maybe the best catch we saw all season. No offense, Cam. And Cam, obviously, you've been around for a few years now. How nice is it when that place is really loud and really going and you really get the fans behind you?
Well, it's amazing, especially, you know, guys who know football. As a pass rusher, third down, and that crowd is going crazy. The offense has to go on what they call a silent count. You know, they can't actually make a audible play count or a snap count, and they have to move on movement, which – as a defender, that's a great plus when, you know, you have to get off on the ball, and that helps your defense and your blitz and all the other things. So aside from that and the support that everybody gives, I mean, it gives you that extra energy, that extra oomph to play that extra play, or, you know, take that extra step to bat the ball down or get that sack or that tackle. So the fan support down here has been truly amazing, and we love going out there playing for our fans.
That's awesome. So, again, on those lines, star zero to get your season tickets tonight. Still a few packages remaining.
Loud on third down.
There you go. Third down. Get real loud for Cam Wake and the defense. Garrett is down in Cooper City. Go ahead, Garrett. You're on with the guys.
Hey, my question's for Cameron. I got to say, nothing gets me more hyped up than his sack dance. I was just wondering, since the sack dance is a pretty big deal in the NFL, how he decided on that pretty awesome.
Well, you know, it was one of those things that kind of, I guess, evolved into, I guess, like a Incredible Hulk and Leash the Beast hybrid, I guess, kind of action. But, you know, if anybody who knows me and knows my story, I had a different route to get to where I am. So there's been a lot of obstacles, a lot of chains, so to speak, that I'd had to break through in order to, you know, be sitting in the seat that I'm sitting in today. So I guess it's a kind of symbolism at the same time for, you know, the trials and tribulations and the I guess, obstacles that I had to get through to be successful. But at the same time, you know, on the football field, and you got all that pent-up energy, you get a sack, you know, you just have to let all out at the same time. So it's a little bit of both, and I like it.
You got him hyped up, so, you know, that's a good start. Gary is in Coral Springs. Go ahead, Gary. You're on with the guys.
Yeah, this question's for both Cam and Brandon. I just want to know, what team on the schedule do you guys looking forward to or have circled on the calendar? I don't want to hear one week at a time. Just give me one team that you have looking forward to. Thanks.
Go ahead, Cam.
Well, every year, before the schedule comes out, I got the Jets weeks plural circled, obviously. Division rivals, you know, once you get down here, you always realize that's a must win. I could tell you in 2016, that'll be circled on my calendar. You know, and that's a game that you must win. I know we got a lot of primetime games this year too, but you got to make sure you get that W as far as when it comes to the Jets.
Brandon's played one game as a Miami Dolphin. So it's a little bit tougher of a situation for him.
Yeah, I don't know much about the division necessarily. I'm kind of new to it, but you know, I think you know, the measure is the Patriots. You know, they've won the division so many different times, been in the Super Bowl, playoff appearances, and, you know, that's where this team's headed and wants to be. So I think that's kind of the measure. But, you know, we play Indianapolis on Sunday, so that's the team I got circled right now.
There you go. One game at a time. And it's true. I mean, you know, it's funny because I hear fans often, you know, they sort of mock the one game at a time thing. But being in this building every day with the players and the coaches and talking to them, it is a legitimate thing. It's not just something you say to the media, you know, to get out of answering a question. It's the mentality you have to have when you're a pro football player. You really can't look more than a week ahead. And that's why these guys are focused on the Colts. And that's coming up on Sunday. Irenia is in North Miami Beach. Go ahead. You're on with the guys.
My question is for Cameron Wake. Do you see Deion Jordan playing a significant role in later on in the season? Because right now he's just playing special teams. And do you feel like he's learning a lot from you? And
sorry. I cut her off after two ands. Deion Jordan, his role, defense, and what you see out of him, I guess.
Well, you know what? I'm definitely proud and privileged to play beside a guy who has such a high motor. I mean, to play this game and to play the position that we play as a hybrid defensive end, I mean, every time we step on the field, we're playing and giving up 80 pounds to the guy we're going to be across from every time. And you have to have a certain kind of mentality to be able to step on the field. So from the moment he's got down here, you know, he showed that he has that quote-unquote pit bull in him, because it can't be every time you get on there, you're timid. You can't go in there, you know, kind of half put your pinky toe in there. You know, you got to go in there full force. And, you know, it's, like I said, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's kind of fighting the dog. And, you know, as a hybrid defensive end, you got to have a lot of fight in you. So I'm definitely looking forward to him doing big things this year.
And to be fair to Deion, just on what she said, he did play, you know, a decent amount of defense the other night. I think he had 17 snaps on defense, and also his first career sack. Shameless plug, we had a nice conversation with him on the Finsiders tonight as well, which you can watch on Dolphins.com. Very nice. All right, last call tonight is going to come from Max in Miami. Go ahead, Max. You're on with the guys.
How you doing? Thanks for having me on the call. My question's for Mr. Garfinkel. Mm-hmm. First of all, congratulations on the new job.
Thank you very much.
My question is if you would have any advice for students that want to pursue a career in sports similar to the role that you have, being a CEO or a leader of a franchise from the business side in particular.
That's a great question. You know, for me, it's always been about learning and being in an environment to produce results and just being willing to work really hard, sometimes take a step backwards to go forwards. I think I mentioned the other day, you know, it's 22 years since I graduated college. I was looking at some stuff a little while ago and realized that Brandon was born right about the time I graduated high school. So I'm feeling pretty old right now. But honestly, it's just a lot of hard work, being willing to make sacrifices and just learn. I mean, life is all about learning. You got to keep learning every day, never think you know everything, and build trusting relationships with people. And if you do that, opportunities present themselves.
How about the same question, Cam? How can someone grow up to be an NFL sack monster? A little bit different of an answer, I guess.
Yes, it's a little different. You know, I don't think they have too many schools for that. But I guess, you know, in a roundabout way, I kind of went through some of my own schooling, so to speak, and it wasn't on how to get to the quarterback. It was on, you know, being relentless, on, you know, chasing your dreams, on not giving up. Like I said, making sacrifices. You know, I was out of football for a while, and I had to make decisions as to doing what's popular and fun or doing what's going to make sure, you know, down the line I was going to be prepared for my opportunity. And, you know, when your guys and everybody's going out, hey, let's go do this, or chase the girls, or go to the party, or stay up late, or play video games, you know, I might say, hey, you know, guys, I'm going to leave that to you guys. I'm going to go do extra set in the gym, or I'm going to go run or study film. And, you know, at the time, it might not be the most popular thing. It might be a sacrifice. But, you know, I was looking long-term goal and delayed gratification. And, like I said, I think that stuff kind of pays off in the end.
Great stuff. Cam Wake, appreciate everybody hanging out with us tonight. Remember, those special season ticket deals are available. You can press *0 to find out more about them. Big thanks to all these guys for hanging out tonight. Brandon Gibson, great start to your season the other day, and a lot more where that came from, we hope.
Thank you very much.
Cam, always a pleasure. And Tom, welcome to South Florida, and thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
All right, guys. Everybody, I hope you enjoyed the teleconference tonight. Have a great night. Enjoy the game on Sunday. We hope to see all of you out at Sun Life Stadium just about a week and a half from now for that home opener against the Falcons. Have a great night. From goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking so